WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And coming up later on in the hour, we will have our Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. And we will be talking today about some games and skills you can teach your dog to pick things up, bring them over, drop them, fetch them. So basically, how do you keep your dog from picking up the toy and running away with it? How do you get them to bring it back? How do you get the dog to go and pick up the toy, but not pick up something they're not supposed to have? Now, I wonder how much of this will transfer to my cat, because he's got a million toys all over the house, but he still finds the one thing I don't want him to play with. Like, no, don't, no. What are you doing? Stop. Don't bring that. No, what are you doing? Leave that alone. He probably thinks that's his name now. So we'll talk with her coming up after the 8:30 news. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a significant fire last night at Foxwoods. And three firefighters were taken to the hospital as a result. They've been treated. They've been released. But the fire broke out last night in the David Burke Prime Steakhouse in the Grand Pequot Tower. And that prompted a massive emergency response. And they had to evacuate. Eventually, they were able to let people back into their rooms and normal operations resumed. But scary situation over there. I mean, that's a lot of people to have to evacuate. Even if you're only going to evacuate the Grand Pequot Tower, that's still a lot of people to evacuate. And so it looks like, you know, everybody was okay. They did, you know, they let other people back into all the other sections, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. The Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation put out a statement. They said, "We have provided an all clear on the situation at the Grand Pequot Tower. The area has been deemed safe and secure. All areas of the resort, including the Fox Tower, Great Cedar, Rainmaker, and now Grand Pequot Tower, have resumed normal operations and are safe to access. Fire department personnel are on scene for cleanup of the area. Three firefighters were transported to the hospital for evaluation. We would like to thank our neighboring fire and police departments for their partnership and swift response in protecting the safety of our guests and team members." So, glad that everything worked out okay. As they said, you know, the cause of the fire is under investigation, but it did start in the restaurant, so probably something related to the operation of the restaurant. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. It's the final 48 minutes for you to be able to enter to win tickets to see Maroon 5 at TD Garden. We have one pair that we're giving away, and we're giving them away when the show is over today. So your last chance to enter is this hour. Then next week we'll have some other tickets to give away for some other shows, and we've got more stuff coming up throughout the course of the winter. I've been asked from numerous people, "Tim, do you think you're going to be getting Weird Al tickets to give away?" And honestly, I do not think that we will. I think that these shows are going to be instant sellouts. So when the tickets go on sale on Friday to the general public, the pre-sales are going on right now. But when they go on sale to the general public on Friday, I think they're going to sell out very quickly. So when that happens, you know, we don't get access to the tickets. But we did put in a request, so you never know. I want to thank Jackson over at Fun 107 for helping me out with that and seeing if we can, you know, give the people what they want, which is a chance to win some Weird Al tickets. But we've got all kinds of other shows coming up. But today is the day we're giving away the Maroon 5, and so you've got until 9 a.m. to enter it. 9 a.m., the entry form will switch over and will no longer take any entries. And that's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy anything that has the Purple Dot, and where they are currently collecting toy donations to benefit the United Way of Greater New Bedford. So you can, when you stop in there, you can bring a new unwrapped toy and drop that off and make some kids' Christmas a little bit better. Speaking of Christmas, I want to make you aware of something so you can start planning now. This has become an annual tradition here on WBSM now, where as he is getting ready for the workload of Christmas Eve, Santa Claus takes a break and comes to WBSM. You know, I think he really does it not only because he wants to talk to the kids, but I think he just wants to get out of the house for a little bit. You know, with all the toy making going on, all the hammering and the banging and all this, and, you know, Mrs. Claus getting on him about making sure he's ready and all that. He's like, I just got to get out for a little bit. So he's been coming here, and we've been doing it like on a Friday night so the kids can call in and talk directly to Santa, tell them what they want for Christmas. And this is thanks to our hookup with the New Bedford Firefighters Union. They know Santa Claus. Firefighter Anthony is in good with Santa Claus. So he's got that direct line to the North Pole. So he's the one that helps make it happen. And so we talked with them this year and we said, hey, can you get the word to the big guy to say, rather than do it on a Friday night this year, can we do it on a Saturday afternoon? Because then the kids don't have to stay up late to talk to Santa. The kids can do it. You know, it might just work out better if we can do it on a Saturday afternoon. And Santa said, sure. So we're going to do it on December 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. So December 13th from 4 to 6 p.m., Santa Claus is going to be here in the WBSM studio taking calls from the kids. So circle that date. Be ready. It's going to be live. You're going to be able to call in. You're going to be able to talk directly to him. And when he comes in, you know, he always does a great job of trying to get as many of those kids on the air as possible. But if for some reason, you know, it gets really busy and we get a whole bunch of calls, you know, we don't want you to think that you're not going to get a chance to talk to Santa. You know, so if you get on hold and you're waiting and it's someone and calls are still coming in, we can push it a little bit more. But the current plan is 4 to 6. And by the way, I've seen Santa stick around and talk to people on the phone even after we're off the air. So he's just, you know, he's Santa. He's the greatest guy. So of course he's going to do those things. But December 13th, 4 to 6, Santa Claus live in studio with me, and we'll be taking all the kids' calls. I also got an app chat message a little while ago. We were talking about the development of some of these new properties and how they're looking to put apartments, but then also have retail space on the first floor. And I mentioned how the two plazas over on Kings Highway are for sale, and that I mean, this is just my speculation. I don't know if anybody's inquired about this or if anybody's, you know, interested in doing this, but I could foresee that being a place where you have the current structure is not there anymore, and they build these apartment buildings that have retail space in the bottom. And so you can get stores in there, and it probably wouldn't be the same stores. I don't think, you know, it'd necessarily be some of the same buildings, some of the same retailers, rather, moving into this kind of building. It might be a little bit, you know, no offense to those businesses, but a little bit higher end than a thrift store and a discount store and a, you know, furniture rental place and things like that. Now, what does that mean for Restaurant Depot and Ollie's, two businesses that just opened up and moved What does that mean for Caliente, which just moved in over there? Well, I think, you know, those structures could exist because there's space back there. Especially if they're going to do something with the other plaza. You know, but what you move some of those tenants into some of the buildings and fields. So I think they could find a way to make it work. But DSY sent an app chat message. He says, I think a Savers would work where the Big Lots was in Fairhaven. And he says, the best Savers is Fall River and New Bedford. They're filling the shelves all the time. I go to a lot of different Savers. And I would say I would put Fall River over New Bedford. Great people over the New Bedford one, but I would put Fall River over New Bedford. I would put Plymouth. Actually, Plymouth isn't as good for other items. It's good for clothes, but it's not as good for other items. But I think a Savers could work in Fairhaven. But there doesn't seem to be any interest in that spot. Now, that spot is open for lease. I've seen it listed online, but nobody's jumped on it. And in fact, if you go over to Big Lots and you look in the window, it's still Big Lots. They haven't taken all the stuff out of the inside. There's all the carts are still there. A lot of the shelves are still there. So, you know, I had speculated a while back that maybe as Big Lots was reopening in other parts of the country, maybe this one would reopen. But it doesn't seem like they are reopening any in the Northeast. They're mostly in the South. And there's actually other space over there as well. I believe there's space between Big Lots and Tractor Supply, too, that they were trying to get leased out at one point, or maybe the other direction. But I thought there was another space they were trying to get leased out. And sometimes you don't realize that there's spaces in places that end up being utilized. Like, did you ever think where Boot Barn is? Did you ever think a store would go there in the Dartmouth Mall? I was like, where are they putting that? What? How? What? But that's taking advantage of the space. I don't know if you've been into Boot Barn. I haven't been in the Dartmouth one, but I've been in the one in Plymouth. It's not just country western stuff. It's, you know, workwear and things like that too. So if that's something that you need for your job, you should definitely check that store out. But yes, I think you could have another discount store. Remember when the bin stores were popular and I was convinced, I was like, New Bedford needs one of these. New Bedford needs a bin store. This would be the perfect place for it. And then of course the one that was in Avon didn't even last. Now you can do bin shopping in Staples over here in Fairhaven. They have that bin. But I don't know. I haven't really found anything over there that I've purchased in the couple of times I've gone and looked. So I like the idea of bin shopping. I just don't like the fact that it's the most random stuff. Like, when I first heard about bin store, it's like, and you might walk in and they might have Apple iPods for $15. And I mean, Apple AirPods for $15. And I'm like, great, I'm going to go there. And then what do you find? Like, pieces of knobs that go to something, but you don't know what, or, you know, a shower head with no other hookups for it. Like, it's just weird stuff, but still fun for bargain hunters. It's still fun to check out. All right. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, we can talk more about the OIG report, the Inspector General's report regarding the Pope's Island Marina. New Bedford Light has a story. So Standard Times has a story. I see a couple of calls coming in. We can take those as soon as we come back. But let me get this break in. We will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
And if you're already worried about what your electric bill is going to look like after this winter, well, you should already be talking to Isaacson Solar, because if your home is a good fit to go solar, well, they can let you know for sure, and they can give you a free, no obligation quote. So reach out to them. They'll give you all the answers to all of your questions. They'll also tell you how you can take advantage of those tax credits that are expiring at the end of this year. So not to put the pressure on you, but if you want to get those tax credits, you've got to reach out to Isaacson Solar and get the ball rolling. All you have to do is go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Reach out to them today. Have them come out to your home. Tell you if you're a good fit for solar and help you start saving money. All right, let's take some phone calls here before we got to go to the news. Let's go here first. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, Poogie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little curious. You talked about the place there in Fay Haven. They had the job lot. Up from that, for years now, they've had that bank building open. Do you know what's going on with that?
No. I mean, so I'll walk over there sometimes. I like to go and get chop suey sandwiches over at Sweet Ginger, and I walk by that building and say, what a waste.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is a big waste. Maybe WBSM should go over there and put some big red lights up the top there, WBSM, like that. At the top of Fay Haven, you know? Like that's a,
I mean, yeah, all these restaurants coming in. You think that they could build something there?
I don't know about the restaurants and all that stuff. Memphis in this area's got a lot of restaurants.
No, but I mean, like, you get like they built the Starbucks across the street and things like that. Like, you think one of those places that needs a drive-through would have been eyeing that spot, saying that'd be perfect for us?
Yeah, but so many years that's been empty. Fay Haven must be losing tax money on that or something, because that was a bank and many years ago, and I can't remember when it was been used again. So get it on the tax rules if they could, that sort of stuff. Put WBSM there, like it's a big red light at the top, blinking off and on. All right, my friend, take care.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't want to have to move. Yeah, crazy. Oh, man. You know how much I hate moving? I'm moving from my office to across the hall, and I'm dragging my feet on that because I don't even want to carry stuff over. Let's take one more call here before we go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I don't know why CCONC is building up so fast. I mean, some of these other towns are just dying, you know? And CCONC, they got a Whole Foods coming in. Should be opening up this year in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Market Basket, they've already fenced that in there behind Walmart and Target there, that old theater. They're going to be building there. They have the brand new Cumbies that just opened up in CCONC. And the old Big Lots in CCONC is going to be a Bob's Discount Store.
Oh, I thought Bob's closed.
No, they have one in Dartmouth, Bob's Discount.
Oh, I thought they were closing down stores. I didn't think they were opening up new ones.
Well, they're taking over that Big Lots store in CCONC.
Oh, well, I'll have to go check it out.
So that town is going to be really hopping. I wish some of these other towns would start picking up.
Yeah, I mean,
I live over here in Swansea, and you know what? We got that whole Swansea Mall. The whole place is empty.
Yeah, I mean, but what are you going to do? I mean, you look at it as the possibilities are, if you can't bring in, you know, mall-quality stores, what are you going to do? You're going to open it up into smaller businesses, and then do people even go in there? Like, look at the Kingston Mall, what that's become.
Well, for Fall River, they do a good job over where Market Basket is, and that plaza there. I mean, they're totally loaded there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at that model, the Wareham Crossing, the South Coast Marketplace, like, people want more of those outdoor. They don't want to be going to a place where they walk around on the inside anymore, I guess. Which I don't know. I hated going to the mall when I was younger. Now I wish there were more malls to go to.
Yeah. Well, hopefully these malls will pick up. I'm hoping to see something happen in Swansea, because that area is only got there as a warehouse and a church, you know.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And I used to dread going to the mall. Like, you know, you like going there when you're a teenager and when you're young, and like, so, you know, when my ex-wife and I were dating, we would go to the mall all the time. We go to the Kingston Mall or the Taunton Mall. Like, we would, that's where we're just like, what do you want to do? I don't know. We'll just go to the mall. Then we can figure it out. Maybe we go to the movies. Maybe we go to eat. Maybe we shop, whatever. But we'll find something to do. But then as I, you know, got married and settled down, I was like, oh, I got to go to the mall for this? Oh, come on. Now I wish I could go to the mall. And I love being able to still go to some of the ones that are still thriving, like Dartmouth Mall, Westgate Mall, South Shore Plaza. you know, there's still some around that are working. All right, I got to take a news break here. And when we come back on the other side of the news, we'll be joined by Melissa MJ Vieira for this week's edition of Wet Nose Wednesday. We're going to be talking about training your dog to pick up the stuff you want them to and leave the stuff that you don't want them to alone. But let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
A loose wire blamed for the Maryland bridge collapse, a child crushed by a falling tree, and a judge approving bankruptcy for an opioid company.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A loose wire is being blamed for causing the power failure that led to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore in March of 2024.
During a hearing in Washington, the NTSB said investigators found a wire was improperly installed and later disconnected, cutting propulsion and steering on the cargo ship Dali. A second blackout occurred when a flushing pump being used to supply fuel to generators shut off during the initial outage and wasn't restarted, a practice investigators called inappropriate. Six workers died when the bridge fell, and the agency says the tragedy was preventable and never should have happened. I'm Rick Hoschel.
A family looking to take legal action after their child was killed by a tree while at a camp in Southern California. The parents of 8-year-old Lamar McLaughlin, who witnessed the incident as they arrived for pickup at Camp Wildcraft located at King Gillette Ranch, alleging negligence. The lawsuit claims the camp's owner and operator failed to address the hazardous conditions of the oak tree, despite repeated warnings about its dangerous state, and a post-incident inspection revealed significant signs of decay as well as structural defects in the tree. The Mountains Recreation and Conservation Authority has 45 days to respond to the claims before the family can proceed with a wrongful death lawsuit. The Senate has passed a measure allowing for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer successfully passed unanimous consent, which means the bill will automatically pass once it's delivered to the Senate from the House. Yesterday, the House passed the bill to force the DOJ to release all of the Epstein files by a 427-1 vote. President Trump recently said he'll sign the measure if it passes the Senate. The UK is set to ban the reselling of event tickets for more than face value. The BBC reports ministers will announce a plan today to combat ticket resale sites. The plan will also include a limit on fees tacked on to resale prices. British artists like Dua Lipa, Coldplay, Sam Fender, and others signed a letter last week calling on the government to protect fans. The news caused four shares in the U.S. ticket resale company StubHub to fall 14% on Monday. There's a generation of people who are not showing any love to the letter T.
There are 26 letters in the alphabet, but one is just not getting enough love. Linguists say the letter T is being dropped from words like kitten, mountain, and interview, coast to coast, and no one knows why. But they have named it. It's called T glottalization, and it's a speech error that's happening mostly in the under 25 age range. A reminder from your friends at Sesame Street.
Elmo loves the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
And you should, too. I'm Bree Tennis.
True to its nickname, Las Vegas, the most sinful city in the U.S. I'm going in to Sin City.
That's according to a recent study by the personal finance company WalletHub. The study compares more than 180 cities based on seven sinful behaviors like anger, hatred, jealousy, vices, vanity, and laziness. Las Vegas is followed by Houston, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A New York judge is approving Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy, which will release billions of dollars for the opioid plaintiffs across the country.
New York's Attorney General announced the news after bankruptcy judge Sean Lane confirmed the plan in a bench ruling Tuesday. Letitia James secured approval on behalf of 55 states and U.S. territories. She said it's a significant step in finalizing the $7.4 billion settlement with Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family. James says Purdue was at the center of the nation's opioid crisis, fueling addiction and deadly overdoses with deceptive marketing. The Sacklers are being booted, and Purdue will be run by a nonprofit. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics beat the Brooklyn Nets 113-99 last night. Seas are hosting the Nets again tomorrow at 7:30 at the Garden, and the Bruins are in Anaheim with the Ducks at 10.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Morning clouds giving way to afternoon sunshine today. Still cool, at least for this time of year. Highs in the mid-40s. Not as much wind as yesterday. A clear start tonight, then clouds overnight. Late night temperatures down in the 30s. Partly sunny skies continue dry on Thursday with a high of 45. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petrarca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
Welcome back. And that, of course, is George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, and Atomic Dog. And we're playing Atomic Dog because it's time to talk about dogs and other pets. It's our Wet Nose Wednesday segment with our Wet Nose Wednesday correspondent and expert, Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy in Acushnet. Let's bring her on the line. Good morning, Melissa. How are you today?
Hello. Good morning.
And did you know that song? Did you know the Atomic Dog song?
Yes, I was wondering what you would pick. I was a little bit worried about your choice today, but that was a good choice.
Thank you. Yes, you can never go wrong with some P-Funk in the morning.
Absolutely not.
So you have a new article up today for Wet Nose Wednesday on, you know, I was kind of characterizing it as you're teaching your dog to pick up the right thing and bring it to you and leave the thing that you don't want them to pick up alone.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot going on with that because, of course, you want your dog to learn not to take your items, not to take your shoes and your remote control and all of those things. But play is so important for dogs. So we want to make sure that we're teaching them the rules of play and how to play with us so that it's really fun for both you and the dog. Because, of course, it's no fun if you just throw the toy once and your dog takes it and runs off and you can't get them back. So there's definitely a lot you can do there to make the game more engaging for you and your dog as well.
And when you're utilizing this, like you said, it's a game. It's fun. It's not just about teaching the skill. It's about teaching the skill through play. So it doesn't feel like, you know, for either side, it doesn't feel like learning. It feels like it's a natural play activity.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say most of the training I do is through play. So it always feels like a game. It feels like a game for the dog and for me as well. So play is a huge part of training because you're working on teaching your dog maybe to bring back the toy or to take the toy from your hand only when you say get it. So things like that. But you can also incorporate obedience skills. So you can do like really fun games. You tell your dog to sit and then you throw the toy, or you tell your dog to stay and you go hide a toy for them to find, which is a game I like to play with puppies. I think I mentioned that in the article as well. It's really important for young puppies to play that game.
And when you have a dog that has a particular toy that they love, as you know, quite often they hoard that toy. They want to hide it. They want to keep it to themselves, especially if you have other dogs. But these skills can teach them how to share those things.
Yeah, definitely. So they really want to bring that toy to you because they want to keep the game going. So it's really important to make it rewarding for them. And think about when you're taking items from your dog, even if your dog gets something they're not supposed to have, if you just go and grab that item and you don't give them any cue, you don't tell them that you want that item back and you just start taking things from their mouth, they're really going to learn to hoard those items and try not to let you take them. So through clear communication, you can help your dog learn that bringing the items back to you, even if it's a mistake, is super helpful, because then they're going to learn that you'll trade and you'll play with them. And instead of taking the items and running off, they're going to want to bring them to you. They're going to want to find you and say, hey, look what I have, which is a lot better than them like destroying something they're not supposed to have.
Oh, absolutely. I remember. So my dog's favorite thing that she had was I got her a deer antler, you know, at the feed and grain store to chew on. And I would always find it under her bed. And I was saying, why you keep losing this? Like, why do you keep losing it? And then it dawned on me, oh, wait, she was burying it. Like, you know, she was purposely hiding it under there so that she knew where it was. And so then I just kind of learned to leave it alone, that she would find it when she wanted it. But that was something that, you know, we had a lot of trouble, because I was like, oh, this is an easy thing to teach her to fetch and bring back, because it's easy for her to pick it up and bring it back and easy for me to throw it. But, you know, for the longest time, she wouldn't want to give that up. And, you know, once she realized, you know, if she gave it to me, she was going to get it back and have a little fun doing it, then she would bring it over to me.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good example, because you learn to just let her have her space, and that's her thing. So she hid it from you, and that's perfectly fine. And then she realized she didn't have to do that.
I think she also realized that when I was looking for it, she was like, oh, I think he wants it too. And so she wanted to share, but I didn't put it in my mouth. So
no, hopefully not.
I would have put it in my mouth if she didn't put it under the bed.
I don't know what that would taste like, though. I don't think it would have much taste to deer antler.
I don't take the rawhide chews. At least they had a little bit of flavor. I mean, never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. One of the things, too, that is part of Wet Nose Wednesday is I like to share some pets that are adoptable. And I just want to mention, by the way, on Forever Paws Animal Shelter's page, they have a whole bunch of cats. You know, we're talking about dogs today, but they have a whole bunch of cats they're looking to get homes for. And they just posted one today. You've got to go check out MJ. Her name is Lexus, and she's wearing little sweaters. And as someone who cannot get their cat to wear anything, I think it's always impressive when you can get the animals to wear sweaters.
Yeah. Forever Paws, they have a lot of cats right now, a lot of beautiful adult cats and kittens I see on their page.
And you actually have no problem getting your dogs to wear clothes. What's the trick to getting them accustomed to wearing sweaters and jackets and things like that?
So I don't really dress my dogs too much. If I have a need to, like if it's really raining, they do have a rain jacket.
Oh, so what you're saying is you just put them on for the photo.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. But my dogs are also poodles, so they get groomed a lot. They're very, very comfortable with handling. So I think that makes it a lot easier. Like if your dog is very comfortable with handling. And some dogs do have to wear clothes for different reasons. Like maybe it's a smaller dog and they really do get cold. I know you have a very strong opinion on this, about bandanas and dogs and clothing.
I do, yes.
Yeah. So I have to say, I know you don't love clothes on dogs, but I think there are some dogs that do benefit from clothing if they're small and it's cold.
Well, and also I've noticed the same thing with cats. So I have a friend who has a hairless cat, and he has to put sweaters on this cat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like even in the summertime. So people can read your article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and they can pick up some tips through that. But also if they want to reach out to you and do some training, they can call you at the Pet Training Academy.
Yeah, of course. I'm always glad to answer questions, and we'll keep talking about training and other animals every week.
And let everybody know how they can contact you over there.
So it's MJ's Pet Training Academy, 855-465-7782. And for some free resources, there's a blog on the website, mjspettrainingacademy.com.
And I think, you know, as we get closer to the holidays, one of the questions people are going to have is, and this is something, I don't know if you'll address it in an article, but we'll definitely address it in one of our discussions, is what holiday foods are good to give to your pets? But just in case I forget to ask you before Thanksgiving dinner, what are some of the things on the Thanksgiving table that they shouldn't be giving to their dogs or even their cats?
I would say just avoid everything. And the reason is, even though there are plenty of foods that are safe for your dog on Thanksgiving, if you get in the habit of giving your dog Thanksgiving table scraps, your family and your guests are going to do the same. And what can happen is if they eat too much of anything is not a good thing. So I would say try to avoid it. Try not to get your family into that habit, because then that's one less thing you have to worry about on the holidays. What did the dog eat? So avoid it. Give them their own treats and their own food just to be safe.
Well, I know some dog owners are against giving them, you know, human food scraps at all. Where do you come down on that camp? Do you give them human food or do you keep them strictly on their dog diet?
No, I mean, I definitely use food that would be considered human food for treats and for training. I don't let my dogs lick the food off my plate or anything, though.
Well, that's fair enough.
So that's a different thing.
Listen, I just didn't want to wash dishes. It was so much easier to just have the dog do it.
It is much easier that way, isn't it? But, you know, my dogs don't necessarily like what I eat, so.
That's true. You do eat weird stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much, and we will talk with you next week.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.
All right, that is Melissa Vieira, MJ from MJ's Pet Training Academy with our Wet Nose Wednesday segment. Again, check out our article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app where you can read all about those tips for training your dog to bring things, to leave things alone, and how you can make it a game. So she writes great pieces there with links to other resources, and I think it's a valuable thing for dog owners. And also, we just figure that as we are putting out these pets for adoption, you know, we're kind of like, here's a pet that needs a home and we can help you connect with that pet. But also then what do you do with that pet? That's the question. And that's why we are bringing you all this great stuff with Wet Nose Wednesday. All right, I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and be involved in the discussion. We've been talking about a number of different things. The OIG report, the Office of the Inspector General report on the Pope's Island Marina. That is something that I think is going to be a big topic of conversation over the next few days. And certainly the mayor will have a lot to say about that next week when he comes on with Chris. He will not be on today with Chris because he came in yesterday. And if you missed it, you can pick it up at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app under our podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. And before I go into the break, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, we will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Welcome back in. For over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. They know that plumbing emergencies don't wait, and neither should you. They treat every call like it's their own home. Everything from emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, their expert team delivers solutions the right way with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend them with more than 700 five-star Google reviews. Bass Ready Rooter, they always say, they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. But make them your first call, 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or visit them online at bassready.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, bassready.com. All right, we went a little bit long with the calls before the news and everything, so I'm a little bit backed up. Let me get this final break in, and then we'll come back and wrap things up before we turn things over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. All right, that'll do.